أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In the previous ayat we read, when Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained part of the great virtues, the great honorable position of the shuhada, those who give their lives in the love of Allah for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, how greatly Allah Ta'ala honors them. Allah said, do not think that they are dead. They are living and they've got a much more better life than what we have got here. They enjoy much more greater ni'mats there, and their life is of that quality which we cannot imagine in this life of ours. Yeah, we have ups and downs of life. We feel happy, we feel sad, we get sick, we are healthy, we have financial problems, we have depression, we have anxiety, nothing of the sort for the shuhada. For them it is only enjoyment through and through, every moment, no agony, no fear, no suspense, nothing whatsoever. They have just enjoyment. Bal ahya'un, they are living and through life. What is actually called life, in the Rabbihim, and why not when they are by Allah Ta'ala. And they gave their lives for Allah, and Allah is fully pleased with them. Yurzaqoon, and they are given rosy there, much more better than the rosy which we get in this dunya. In this dunya, we have to make effort for our rosy. And then in rosy, there are a lot of questions, whether it's healthy, unhealthy, whether it's halal or not halal, whether it is tayyib or not tayyib, so many things. But there no question whatsoever. Yeah, we have to make the effort there without any effort whatsoever. Yeah, if we eat little bit the wrong food, we suffer the consequences. Perhaps the whole night we can't sleep. If we overate something, or we ate very rich food, gassy food, fatty food, and then we have the consequences. There nothing whatsoever or at all. So they are in great enjoyment. Further Allah says, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهِ خُشْ کرتے ہیں اس پر جو دیا ان کو اللہ نے. And they express their great joy on what Allah Ta'ala has given them. Not only that they are enjoying it, but they are bubbling over with the joy. And they are speaking about it all the time. What great enjoyment Allah Ta'ala has given us here. Yeah, in this dunya, even if a person, which is impossible, have only goodness, only happiness, but he knows it's going to come to an end. There, they know it's forever and ever. Never ever will the enjoyment come to an end. In fact, that enjoyment just increases all the time. And they go to higher levels of enjoyment as they are carrying on, and no end to it whatsoever. So that is the real life. May Allah make us understand this, and that we are not overtaken by this, by the very, very low level of this dunya. Our minds are so small that we are obsessed and overtaken by this dunya. Whereas this dunya is absolutely nothing. A Muslim must have that great aspiration of jihad all the time, and of becoming a shaheed and giving his life for Allah Ta'ala. So these people enjoy, and all that what they are getting, min fadlihi, apne fadl se, of the kindness of Allah. It isn't compulsory for Allah to give it to them, but Allah's mercy, His kindness, His favors, when He sees that they gave their life for my sake. So how much won't Allah do? Allah who is the most appreciative, na'am al-qadirin. Allah who has got no limits to His treasure. He doesn't have to share out. He doesn't have to think how much to give. My treasures will come to an end. There are no limits to the treasures. How much won't Allah Ta'ala give? And then that is not only their joy. Another great joy, وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. Or خوش وقت ہوتے ہیں, خوش بخت ہوتے ہیں ان کی طرف سے جو ابھی تک نہیں پہنچے ان کے پاس, ان کے پیچھے سے. And they are taking, they get the glad and good news of those people who are still going to join them after them. That is those that they left behind in the dunya, their family, etc. They feel, they get this great enjoyment that they are coming to join us also. According to some riwayat, they are given a list of all their family people, their friends, their associates who they left behind in the world, that these people on their time are also coming to join you. And that is such a great joy also. A person who has got some merit and value, he doesn't want enjoyment only for himself, but he looks for it for other people who are associated with him, his family, his friends, all who are around him. So they are now in enjoyment. They are not fully satisfied with that. What about our friends? What about our family? They worry about that. So they are given the good news. Either a list of all the names of all these people are coming on the time and they will be joining you. Or that they are those people, you have left them behind, but they are all coming. And this either refers to those others who are going to become martyrs, and also it refers to those who won't become shaheed, but they also will be on the righteous path, and they will be joining them. So it is important for us, the main quality is of iman, that we must have iman, and then the righteous, pious people who have gone before us, Allah will join us with them. And they will also be happy that these people have come, and now we are together again. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. اس واسطے کہ نہ ڈر ہے ان پر اور نہ ان کو غم. And this is because they have no fear on them and they have no sorrow, grief whatsoever. It is just enjoyment all the time in every way. And يستبشرون بنعمة من الله. خوش وقت ہوتے ہیں اللہ کی نعمت اور فضل سے. And they become very very happy by the نعمت of Allah and the graces, the fadl, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. How much Allah is bestowing them with and what great enjoyment they are having. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. اور اس بات سے کہ اللہ ضائع نہیں کرتا ضروری ایمان والوں کی. Then also they become extremely happy that Allah does not destroy the rewards of the believers. That is, though they don't become shaheed, but they are righteous, pious, their namaz, their salat, their tilawat of Quran, whatever other righteous good deeds they do, that Allah will give them the full rewards. And according to that, their stages will also be in Jannah. So from here we see the great life is the life of the Akhirah. And the highest there is for the Shuhada. And at those Shuhada who give their lives voluntarily for Allah Ta'ala, the pain they feel is only a split moment as they are leaving this world. And after that it is just bliss and enjoyment and entertainment and great, great, great fun and great enjoyment they have forever and ever in every way. May Allah instill in us also that we are not overtaken by this fleeting world, which is a big deception in front of us. That we see reality and that we work for the Akhirah and we make that our goal. And when we go there, forever and ever enjoyment. Enjoyment just increases there. There are all types of fun and enjoyment there will be with no fear whatsoever. Yeah, over the holiday period, festive period, there are so many people who book at what places to go for their holiday. How many end up in tragedies? Motor car accidents, some hijacking, some illnesses. Our people are paralyzed for life. What the result of these holidays is there? But there, absolutely no worry, no fear of anything whatsoever, only enjoyment. So may Allah let us lift the blinkers of our eyes and see the real life of the Akhirah. And let us work towards that and get that great enjoyment, and let us not be fooled by this dunya's life, and that we only think this is everything. There we will realize this was absolutely nothing. It was a nightmare, this worldly life. The real life is the life of Akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.